Hi, I'm Shelley Carney, live stream coach. As a content creator, I've learned a lot about making videos, creating podcast episodes, writing blog posts, and doing it all consistently. I'll share my tips and tools with you, along with a few stories that illustrate my live cast lifestyle. Let's get into it. Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here today. Today, we're going to be talking about content marketing. And the reason I wanted to bring this up was because I went to the Quick Connect with the Rio Rancho group in January, and several people that I spoke with had questions about this. How do I get found online? How do I get more people to my Etsy store? What do I need to do to get the word out about what I'm doing? And I felt like the content marketing topic would be a good one for everybody. And I'm Shelley Carney. I'm a live stream coach. I have a framework that I teach others on how to do their own content marketing, starting with a live stream, putting it out on a podcast, and then a blog, and creating social media posts from all of that content. And we're going to go through all of that today. If you have any questions, please go ahead and feel free to stop me if you need to, or write it in the chat, but I'm not going to be able to see the chat during the presentation because of the sharing screen is kind of a wonky thing, but we will have Q&A at the end as well. And I have been doing live streaming since about 2014. My business partner and I, we had a business together called Streaming New Mexico, and we would contract with various organizations, including the soccer team that we had at that point in time in the state, and we would live stream their content for them. And that lasted a couple of years, and then we sold that business, and then we got into live streaming on YouTube and growing a community on YouTube, and we've grown from that over the past 5 years. We have one channel that's got about 6,200 people on it subscribed, and then we keep pulling up new channels because we love content creation so much. We just can't stop. So I'm going to share my screen with you just to keep us on track with my slides. So let's go ahead and look at these slides together. All right. And please let me know if we have any issues that you can't see anything or whatever. So top tips for content marketing and how to get started. Here's what we're going to be talking about in today's presentation, steps to start. We'll start with the foundational business questions that everybody should know about their own business. We'll talk very briefly about a home studio setup, and I'll give you some resources for that. We'll talk about content structure and creation, content management and distribution, which is the other half of creating content. You got to get it out there. And then connecting with your audience and collaboration. So our three foundational business questions, as most people probably already know, is who do I help? What is their biggest challenge? And how do I solve that problem in a way that makes me stand out? I'll answer those for you so you know about me. And you should be having those same answers for your own business going through your head right now. Who do I help? I help mostly on-core entrepreneurs, people who are starting a business in their home and they want to be online and sharing their products and services online. What is their biggest challenge? Is sometimes it's the technology, and sometimes it's having a framework to stay consistent. And usually it's both. How do I solve that problem in a way that makes me stand out? I have developed a framework and schedule that keeps things very simple and structured. Home studio equipment, just like Zoom. You guys are all doing Zoom today, so you have the equipment to get started. If you want a more professional look, something like what you see with my screen, I have a green screen behind me so that I can put whatever I want up there. Today, I have a bookshelf. I could put a living room. I could put a studio. I could put whatever I want behind me because I have a pop-up green screen. I have lighting. My lights are up above me, mounted on the wall. I have two CFLs And they give me a flat, even lighting that's very bright and easy to work with. And when you have nice, bright lighting, you are going to have a better quality picture because the camera is not struggling to pick everything up. It can see it very well. And often we have to even tone down our camera because there's so much light. But the lighting will help keep it from being pixelated. And it's going to give you a really good looking picture on the screen. Now, if you want to check out the types of equipment that we have available, you can go to our Amazon equipment kit at studio.agkmedia.studio. Check out the pieces of equipment that we suggest and that we use. You can watch our video on YouTube where we walk through very in-depth how to set up a home studio. You can find that at howto.agkmedia.studio. It'll take you right to that video. And if you want more information one-on-one and you have questions that you're very unsure about technology, you can schedule a free appointment for that advice. We'll do a video chat with you at consulting.agkmedia.studio. Let's get into talking about structuring your content. Number one, who are you speaking to? You are speaking to, when you're looking at the camera, you're speaking to one person, that person who really needs to hear your message, and you're helping them because you know their needs. What are their needs? The people who listen to me need to know more about content marketing. How can your video, podcast, or blog help them? How does it help them? Basically, you want to answer their questions. What kind of questions would those people have? How can you answer those in a way that they understand? Use their language and keep it simple. How can you connect with them as a person? You can offer some information about yourself. You know, I've been live streaming since 2014, but I really learned how to be on camera back in 2011 when I was in the film tech program at CNM. And I learned how to be a producer. I worked with actors. I did auditions. Then I took acting classes and I took improv classes. I got on stage. I learned how to do interviews. I interviewed people. We live streamed those interviews. And, you know, it went from there. And here's how we build. And you can connect with me as you hear things that are like, oh, I've seen that. Oh, I've done that. Yes. And we start to connect in that way. And how can you change their lives? Well, as service providers, we hope to help people transform from having a problem to having that solution to living a better life. And that's how we change their lives. And each of us does it in a different way. And then the content creation framework is what I've been talking about. How do you create content consistently every week and get it out there? Well, I start with setting up a live stream app. A live stream app that I use is called StreamYard. StreamYard is super easy to use. It's very user-friendly, but it's a little expensive. So there are other apps out there. If you have questions about apps, I will get into that with you at the end. I'm just going to kind of kick right down through this at this point. But set up your live stream app that's going to take your video and stream it out to several different social media accounts at the same time. That's called multi-streaming. And you want to set up your social media accounts. We have accounts, for instance, on LinkedIn and on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And you can also stream to Twitch if you are interested in doing that. There are lots of social media accounts that you can set up, including ones like Instagram and TikTok that you're not going to be live streaming to from your multi-stream, but you can put shorts up there later. So get those set up. Make sure you claim your business name on all of the social media sites, just so that you have a small presence there and you can stream there if you want to. Schedule your weekly live stream video. This is what we recommend, that you do it weekly. When you do it weekly, then you get into a rhythm. If you're like, I can only do it once a month, well, that's going to be tougher to build a rhythm. We've worked with people who only wanted to do it once a month, and they found it very difficult to keep up with it because they would just kind of put it on the back burner, forget about it. So we highly suggest once a week you do a live stream. Schedule your live stream. After you do your live stream, extract your audio, put that up as a podcast, and then transcribe it and turn that into a blog post. Put that up on your website or a WordPress blog. Then create short form posts. And if you have questions on how to do that, I can get into that as well. And you can get this framework at framework.agkmedia.studio. That's a free download if you would like just to have a little reminder of what that's about. Content creation schedule is the next step. We created a schedule so that we could stay on task every week. We would know, okay, on Mondays, I schedule the show. On Tuesdays, we email our newsletter to our email list and remind them that the show is coming and what it's going to be about. On Wednesday, we create our slides or whatever preparation we need for our live stream. For Thursday is our live stream podcast. Fridays, we distribute and create the blog post and upload the blog post. And again, if you want that schedule, that is at framework.agkmedia.studio, and that gives you that same outline. Next is content management and distribution. You need to have one place to send people, so that when you appear on somebody else's podcast or when you're doing your own live streams, you can say, please go check us out at, you know, agkmedia.studio online. That's our website. Everything you can find about us is there. So make sure you have a website where you you host everything about you, your business, and your content. Automate your social media posting. This is easy with a social media scheduling app. There are many, many, many of them out there. Again, if you have questions about that, we can get into that at the end here. Pull apart your content. So you start with one long form video every week, one live stream. And we like live streams because there's no editing of the video before it's up. It just goes out as you're doing it. But then after it's done, you can pull it apart. You can edit into shorts. We use a program called Descript, D-E-S-C-R-I-P-T, Descript, and you can do so much with it. You can upload your video, and it will give you a transcription of it, so you can download the transcript. You can edit it into shorts. You can edit the audio into a podcast. So we recommend Descript for that. It's fairly easy to use after you've worked with it for about a week. And then you can create like quote cards and posts to put up on Instagram or anywhere, LinkedIn, Twitter, anywhere that you are really comfortable with as a social media. Put together content. So after you've gotten through about 6 months of this, you have 6 months worth of blog posts that you put out every week. Put that together, you've got a book. You can put it up as an ebook on your website and give it away for free, or you can design a cover and put it up on Amazon as a book and sell it. It's up to you. And then there's courses and memberships. I have created several courses, and one of the courses that I created was from one video that I did. It was a very informative video. It took me about 40 minutes. It was a live stream. And then at the end of the live stream, I took it apart, created lessons out of it, added some free download material to it, and that was a course. Then I stuck it up on a course platform and built a funnel for it. And I had a course done that quickly. It was very simple, and anybody can do it if they really, you know, just get the right course platform. And if you have questions about course platforms, I can go into that as well. Memberships, same thing. You can bring people into a membership and continue to teach them every month. So these are things that you can do with your content. Let's create a deeper connection with our audience by sending them to our owned sites. Our owned sites is our website and our email list. So in order to get them on the email list, we can do free offers on our website. We can present free offers during our live streams and put that as in the description in the live stream and in the podcast. Free offers, give me your email and your name, and I will send you this product, this digital product, whether that's an ebook or a checklist or anything that you probably have done yourself. You've probably gotten these types of things from other people with just an email address. And then send them an email every week. Make sure you're continuing to stay in contact with people. That's how you build loyalty with them. I also recommend a LinkedIn newsletter. I put out a LinkedIn newsletter every Monday for the past year. I was very dedicated to putting out a LinkedIn newsletter. The nice thing about the LinkedIn newsletter is you can also use that as a blog post on your website. So you can, you know, just use that content in more ways than one. And I grew my LinkedIn newsletter audience subscribers to 350, 380, something like that in a year. So it's really worth doing because you're going to be bringing in more people who, you know, find you on LinkedIn. You can grow a Facebook group or a membership. Now I highlighted membership and email because these are your owned sites. A Facebook group you don't own, but it is sometimes easier for people because you figure, well, they're already on Facebook. Some people just don't like Facebook. So another way to do it is to have your own membership site. And that is another app that you can purchase or subscribe to. And then offer a free consultation call. You know, like that's what I do because I want to get the word out. I want to connect with people. I want to make sure that they understand what it is I do and how I do it before they would make any kind of commitment to me. So if you want to be an influencer, you want to be found online, you want people to follow you, you want to be a thought leader, it takes content creation, content distribution, and campaigns. I recommend starting with a campaign every quarter. Campaigns are things like promotions, challenges, launches, summits, webinars, things that really push your content out to people, get them excited about showing up for something and you know, getting to know you and your products better. If you're doing a summit, maybe at the end you're promoting a membership, something that you're promoting at the end of each one of these. And I recommend you do that quarterly, and that's going to bring people more and more new people into your group. Collaborate with other influencers. You can collaborate with people who are your live cast guests if you're doing interviews on your show, or if you are out there being on other people's podcasts, you can, you know, collaborate with those podcast hosts, and you can put together a summit or be on a summit and interact and network with those people. Authors, you can put together books with people who are in your summit. You know, each one contributes a chapter, put a book together, get it out there. Online networking, that's what we're doing today. You know, we show up for these network sessions and we meet each other and we find out what everybody does. And then we find ways to collaborate and work together like I did with Stephanie. Social media relationships, follow people in your industry and comment on their posts. That is how you become seen and known in that industry, because those people who have a lot of followers, they're going to see that, you know, especially on LinkedIn, because there isn't always very much interaction on posts. If you're, you know, if you're commenting on these people's posts, you're building a relationship with them because they see you, they get to know your name, they get to know who you, what you're about by the things that you're saying on their posts, and you can build social media relationships like that. And then there's referrals and affiliates. If you're wanting to work with people and they have a really great product that you love and you say, you know, I love Zoom, let me sell Zoom for you, or I love StreamYard, let me sell StreamYard for you by telling other people how great it is, and you get an affiliate link and you give that out, and then people buy a subscription and then you get some affiliate money kickbacks for that, commissions, I should say, and referrals. Just networking leads to referrals. Oh, I just met somebody and they do this and it's just wonderful and you should go meet them and work with them. Content marketing, consistency, and growth. This is our wrap-up slide. Know your audience and your message before you start. Set up your studio office at home, and I do recommend you have a dedicated space for doing your work with a door. Keep kids and the dogs and the grandkids and whoever's out there making noise, keep them out. And while you're doing your live stream, have that door available to close yourself off and have that quiet. Follow a content framework and schedule like we talked about. Connect with your audience through consistent touch points. And, the more types of content you can put out, the more likely it is you'll connect with a larger group of people, because some people like to read, some people like to listen, and some people like to watch videos. So if you have all of those available, you'll have more people connecting with you. And then collaboration campaigns. Those are the campaigns that you are doing and the collaboration that you're doing with other creators, other people in your industry, and sharing audience and growing your audience by sharing other people's audiences. That is all I have. So I'm going to stop sharing. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer anything. If you have specific instances that you want to talk about, we can talk about those as well.
Shelley, why don't you go a little bit more into detail about what touch points are exactly?
Okay, sure. A touch point is every time somebody hears your name, sees you, hears about you, anytime they pick up information about you anywhere in the world. And that could be they see your blog, or they see your newsletter, or they watch one of your videos, or they see you on somebody else's podcast. And then they hear, hey, I've got this free download. And then they go and get the download. So all of these are touch points. Even social media posts that you see from somebody, those are touch points. Comments on their social media posts, those are touch points. Anytime they hear from you, have any kind of interaction with you, that's a touch point.
Sure. I'm an artist, and I'm just starting to actually really market my artwork. It just, people didn't come to the door and buy it without anything. So this was a really lovely presentation, Shelley. So in setting up my studio, should I get the ring light? Is that like our basic starting piece of equipment? And does that come from Amazon? Or
that's right. You will find the ring light that we recommend if you go to studio.agkmedia.studio. There's a ring light. We do recommend that for people who are starting out, especially if they might need to move from room to room. If you are in a studio or an office, a home office or a spare bedroom that you have, then we recommend just getting the two lights and mounting them on the wall, because then you can just like flip a switch and they're on, rather than having to mess with the ring light. But a ring light is a good place to start. So it's a matter, and they're about the same cost. So whether you get the two sconces with the CFLs, or if you get the ring light, it's going to be about the same cost. It's just a little bit more work to get them mounted. So if you have somebody, if you can mount things in your home and you're comfortable with that, or if you need somebody to come do that for you, that's what I do.
Sconces, do they just plug in, or do you have to have like a installation?
The ones that we have, you just plug in. Yeah.
Oh, Okay.
Keep it simple.
Good idea. Thank you.
That's what I'm using right now. So you can kind of see the kind of lighting.
Nice. Yeah. Really professional.
And you can see that, you know, I'm wearing glasses too. Yeah. So I don't want glass glare. That's why they're up at a 45 degree angle. So they need the light, the bottom of the light should be at the, you know, at top of your head or a little higher. So never have the light directly in front of you, or you're going to get the, you know, the rings or the lights in your glasses.
So
well, that's a great tip. Light,
how do you set the ring light?
The ring light, you're going to have it up so that it's above your head, just at the above your head, just above, and then kind of angle it down towards you just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
I have a question about the LinkedIn newsletter, because I was planning to do something like that. And is that something that you, because you said you put them out every Monday, does LinkedIn have a feature to generate those automatically, or are you just posting those automatically?
I'm posting them. Okay. First, you want to turn on creator mode on your LinkedIn profile. And that's usually not a problem. Sometimes you have to have like at least 150 followers, and you have to be posting, you know, somewhat consistently. If creator mode is not immediately available to you, that will get you there.
Okay.
And then turn on creator mode. And then what you're going to do is you go to the main feed, the home feed, and it will say, one of the things that it'll say is write an article. Okay. And then you can click on that, and then you can start setting up your newsletter from there.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I love it because LinkedIn really supports creators. They will tell people in who follow you that they are invited to follow your newsletter. They'll do that for you. If they follow you, if they subscribe, then they will get an email every time you post a newsletter on LinkedIn. So it's very helpful. Also, once you've got creator mode turned on and you're considered a creator, that's when you can start live streaming to your LinkedIn profile.
So now LinkedIn isn't the only one that has that kind of creator option, right? I'm pretty sure that Instagram does.
Instagram does, but they don't have an easy way to live stream to Instagram. You have to kind of just do it from your phone, and you can only do it to Instagram, which is why I don't actually live stream to Instagram. I instead will take shorts out of my long form form content, and then I'll just upload them, schedule them on my social media scheduler and put them up as reels. Instagram is very pro reels right now. They're really sending them out, just like YouTube is really sending out the shorts right now, because they're all competing with TikTok. So a really good idea to get up. We try to get at least one reel a day. So what we'll do is our long form content, we pull out 7 different shorts that are under a minute, turn them into YouTube shorts and Instagram reels, and then schedule them on the social media scheduler. And it's great. You get lots of new people seeing you.
Hey, Shelley, that was actually a really great presentation. And that was pretty awesome doing that stuff. You mentioned a live stream app where you can live to multiple platforms at the same time. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Yes.
You said it was a little bit pricey. Is there another, are there other options there? I've never done anything. I mean, I've gone live on Instagram. I've gone live on Facebook, but only individually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where's the, like, where's maybe a better place to start to take like the next step?
Okay. Now StreamYard, you can do it for free, but you can only go to one destination for free. As you're getting to know it, it's a good idea to start it free. And then I believe it's like $30 a month, and you can go to, I think, 5 or 8 destinations. We pay, I think it's $50 a month, and we can go to 8 destinations. We can have up to 10 guests. Plus you can put up people's comments on the screen. And you can do a lot more when you pay for the pro level. Now, if that's too much for you, Then there are other apps out there. One is called Restream. It's only slightly cheaper than StreamYard, but you can also start off free with that. Then another thing I recommend is a place called AppSumo. If you go to AppSumo, it's a marketplace for apps. And a lot of times people who are, you know, SaaS companies who are putting out brand new applications want to have a bunch of users join right away and get some money in the door so that they can start, you know, growing their business. So what they'll do is they'll go to AppSumo and they'll have a deal, and you can purchase their app lifetime purchase for a low price, anywhere from $49 to $99. So there are always new apps coming out there. We purchased one called Melon. That is a live streaming app that you can use, but you can just go to AppSumo and then there's a search bar and type in StreamYard, and it will show you all of the things that they currently have on there that are like StreamYard. So, and they do that. You can do the same thing with social media schedulers, any kind of application that you're looking for. That's why I don't like to recommend too much, because you can always find something on AppSumo that's always, you know, they're always coming out with something new, except for Descript. You're not going to find anything as good as Descript for transcription and for editing, very, very simple editing for people who've never edited before. You can go into Descript, you transcribe what you've done in your video, you get that transcription, and you can go in and just, oh, I made a mistake here. I said, you know, this and I said it three times, you know, and I don't want to say it three times. So you can just delete it, and it deletes it out of the script and it deletes it out of your video. So you may have some jump cuts if you do that, but it's a very easy way to edit things. And then you can also say, like, here's my minute that I want to pull out for a short. So you highlight that, and then you copy it to another thing to work with, another, you know, place. It goes, okay, copy this. Okay, now I want to work on this. Now it's perfect. It's a minute long. I can change the shape. I recorded it like this, but I want it like this. So I can do that in Descript. I can just push a button and say, I want, you know, I want the portrait vertical mode, and it'll do that for you. So, and then you can add captions to your video. So it's a very cool tool, and highly recommend Descript if you want to do something like that. If you don't want to do that work, then there are people out there who will do it for you. You have to outsource. So it's a matter of, you know, do you have more time or do you have more money?
Right. I've heard like Fiverr is a place to to find folks that'll do that for you. Is that still some place you would go?
Yeah, Fiverr is a good place to go. Mm-hmm. There's lots of places like that as well. Yeah, Behance, and there's I don't know. There's a bunch of them. Upworthy. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
How much is Descript?
I think it's $30 a month.
Okay. Is there an entry kind of?
Yeah, there's a free trial that you can just try it out and see if you like it.
Okay. So the pricing they have, this is the annual, so you would pay for it for the whole year. So the monthly fee would be a little bit more per month than this, but they do have a free. The creator level is $12 a month if you buy annually, and the pro is $24 a month if you buy annually. So figure, you know, a few more dollars per month if you want to try it out monthly for a while before you commit.
And Descript has a YouTube channel, so they have videos on there to help you learn their product.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So is everybody thinking of doing this on their own, or would maybe some ideas on how to vet people who might be doing this for you? Because I don't know about anybody else, but I have had fits and starts with a number of people and turned out not to be getting what I thought I was getting. So maybe some questions to ask somebody if you're planning on handing over some of this to somebody else so that you don't end up finding 3 months later that you're not getting what you were thinking? Would that be helpful? Does anybody, any thoughts on that? Okay. Shelley, do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, we've worked with people in the past who, you know, we say, do you have a YouTube channel? And they say, yes, but I don't have access to it. Why? Well, somebody built it for me. And they didn't give you access to your own YouTube channel. Always set up your own YouTube channel yourself and have access to it. It is, you set it up through your Gmail. So if you have a Gmail, then you just go to the dots up there in the square in the top right corner and you click on that and you go, okay, YouTube channel, and it's going to be connected to your Gmail account. And then you can play with it. I always recommend anything that you start with, play with it. That's a nice thing I like about AppSumo is that you can buy an app, play with it for 60 days and go, you know what? It's not right for me. I want to return it. And they'll give you your money back. Nice. But always play with it and don't be afraid to push some buttons because, you know, it's just, that's how you learn. And there are always YouTube videos out there to teach you anything you need to know. So I would recommend trying it on your own. Maybe if you need a little help, you can ask a friend or in some cases, a kid, because we have grown adult children who can help us, or ask me. You know, I'm always happy to help and give advice. And, you know, I've done all of this. So I know the ins and outs and what works and what kind of doesn't work. So, yeah. We can get into the types of content, things that you might want to put out there. I was speaking with somebody at the meeting in January, and she works with massaging horses and other animals. And I said, well, a perfect video for you would be one thing you can do to improve your dog's disposition or your health or whatever, because every, you know, so many people have dogs, so many people want to bond with their dogs. They want to know, what is it that I can do for my dog that would make them happy? So, you know, maybe put out a few videos on that. And then people will get to know you as an expert in your field of, you know, doing that massage on animals.
Okay, I'm the president of the New Mexico Arts Imaginative Collective. And we're a new group. And we work with performing arts and visual arts. And we're getting ready to have a show, an exhibit at the Open Space, Albuquerque's Open Space Visitor Center. We've just completed launching our brand new website, which has a few little glitches, so we're working on that. And I do a lot of the videos myself, but for other events that we've done. The content would be really nice to know, because and what's most effective. I know we're trying to show our artists, so I try to do that. But it takes a long time to sometimes. So I wanted to know what's the most efficient and quick way of having to get material out.
One way that I think would be very quick for you to build a library of content would be to set up Zoom calls with people one at a time, your artists. You would set them up that you're going to have a Zoom call and you interview them. Then you record those interviews. Then you take the footage from the interview and you make clips out of it. Now, if you have an artist who is a performing artist and you maybe have an interview with them, and then you also have some footage of them doing their performance. So you would use the performance as B-roll. And put that over the audio of the interview and intersperse that, right? So you have the person talking, then you see them dancing, then you see them talking, and you would need somebody to edit it for you probably, because I'm guessing you're not an editor. But if you did it that way, I think that would be the quickest way to build a library of content for your website, so that when people visit your website, they'll see these people, they'll get to know them, hear their story, and see their work. So if it's a person who is a visual artist, something that they're painting or they're making jewelry or whatever, you would, you know, maybe scan their work very quickly and then just have that kind of come up while they're talking, you know, putting it over them. So it's kind of a documentary feel, but each one is a short about each person. Does that help at all?
That helps. I like the idea of it on Zoom, because often people aren't able to get to, you know, they live all over town.
Right.
It's easier on Zoom. And I've done things on Zoom before, and sometimes the quality is quite good on there.
Yeah. Depends on the lighting.
I have a studio, and so I can even have them here if they are able to come. So
yeah, absolutely.
But that really helps, because I feel sometimes a little overwhelmed with all that possibilities, and just can help with focus.
Yeah, and of course you can put this up on a YouTube channel with the same name as your website, so that people, they're connected, right? So that they can see that content in either place.
Thank you.
So I'll jump in on this one. I've been having a ton of fun with Instagram. I've been remixing reels. So what I do is I work in financial services. I help folks, individuals, families, and small businesses with life insurance and retirement planning. So there's an abundance of great content on Instagram that immediately look, you watch this, oh my gosh, this horrible video. And then, but it's, there can be some humor there. And then I cut to myself and I say, if you work with these people, if you're doing this, you really should have life insurance, you know, DM me for more information, those kinds of things. I try to have a lot of fun with that. That's one of the ways I've started to go to, but I really need to take that to the next level, to do those kinds of things. I like Instagram reels. I don't do TikTok. After I saw the Joe Rogan episode on the terms of service, I was like, never downloading that app ever.
Yeah.
I do Facebook and I do LinkedIn. Those are my place. And of course, Alignable.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I go with those types of things. Curious about your thoughts on things like that.
YouTube and basically doing the same thing. I know you can't advise on certain financial products, but you can talk to people's questions, right? You can answer questions that they might have, like, why do I need life insurance? What's that going to do for me? Does it help my family? How does it help my family? Each question that they might have is a video. It doesn't need to be a long video. You could do it as a live stream if you don't want to edit it or upload it, or you can do it as a recording and upload it to YouTube. And then you can create shorts out of those with captions and, stickers and graphics and all of that. That is something that Descript offers. And there are other editing programs as well that offer that sort of thing. So I would say you've got the short form down. You know what you're doing with short form. Start looking at some long form.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then a bit, if you're not doing a blog, absolutely you need to be doing a blog. Blog builds authority. People are typing their questions into Google and the answers are coming up in articles and blogs and sometimes videos. I would do a blog as well if you can find the time to do it. And nowadays with ChatGPT, it's not too hard.
Yeah, you know, you're not wrong right there. We've actually played with it in the office a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's frightening.
It's not.
Elon Musk is absolutely right to be concerned with some of that. But I think that's great. Do you just use a particular blogging software? I've seen WordPress, things like that. Or is that something that
right now we're doing our website on Squarespace, and Squarespace has a blogging feature, so we put it up there. But I also have a WordPress, WordPress.com. If you're doing a podcast, which I recommend if you're doing YouTube videos anyway, pull the audio off. You don't even have to pull the audio off. You can send it up as a video to Anchor. Anchor.fm is the website, and it's the front door to get into Spotify. If you put your podcast up on Anchor, it is automatically on Spotify. And then you'll need to put it on other places through your RSS feed, but that's simple to do. And I have a free download for that if you're interested. But yeah, get your podcast up. If you're doing videos, you should be doing a podcast. It's just that easy, right? It's just another place to distribute your content.
I am overwhelmed because I'm trying to, I've used Facebook, but so I had the personal and the business, and they changed everything. I can't even find out how to post something on the Facebook business page. And Instagram is supposed to come to Facebook, but I can't. I go and then an hour later on Facebook, you know, trying to find if it got posted. I mean, it is a bit much, but now I get to start a YouTube channel.
What do you like to do? Do you like to write? Do you like to talk? What do you like to do?
Oh, I'm getting comfortable with talking.
Okay.
With making videos and talking about my art.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is writing stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have support there, and he's more technologically adept than I am, which is helpful. He promises me he'll get the Facebook thing figured out, but it's so much. And
yeah.
To make it look good, too, yeah. Professional art.
The thing about social media sites is they're going to keep changing. So that's why it's important to get everybody onto your email list and get them to your website. Because those are things you have control over. And, you know, they're not going to change the way other things do. That's the reason I asked, what do you like to do? Because you can start there, start with one thing. So if all you do is start with one live stream a week, do that until you feel comfortable on and you got a really good handle on it, then add the next thing. Okay. Go ahead and say on your YouTube description, this is a podcast. So include the word podcast in it, because YouTube is adding a section on your YouTube channel for podcasts. So they have a section for live, for videos that are recorded, for shorts, and for community tab, and they're going to be adding one for podcast. So anything you put up there as a podcast will go into that one. So it would behoove you to think ahead, but only do one thing at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you said that, Shelley, because it can be very overwhelming, all the things that are out there. And we hear that you should be doing as many of them as possible because they have different audiences and all of that. And it can be very overwhelming. And one of the ways that I have been tackling it is I just kind of have, okay, so for the next X amount of time, this is going to be my new thing. And I'm going to find my feet there before I go on to something else. And, you know, it takes a lot longer, but I feel more comfortable about it because even if I do end up handing it over to someone else, I know enough about it now that I'm confident that I can get what I need from whomever I'm outsourcing to, because I'm clear on what my goals are. So that can also be really helpful too. Yeah. You know, not doing it all at once I have found when I've tried to do it all at once that I'm not successful. It's not sustainable. It's too much. Mm-hmm. And so just picking one thing and saying, okay, I'm going to focus on this for the next quarter, 6 months, even year.
Yeah, absolutely. You should have a roadmap. And this is what we do with our businesses. We start off with a YouTube channel. And we have a live stream every week. And then we'll add things. And then we'll have a roadmap of things we want to get to. For one of our channels, I made a roadmap this week about, okay, next thing I want to do is work on putting a blog out. And then after that, I want to put out a book. And after that, I want to do a summit. And then I want to build a membership. These are things that you're going to get to. But if you're thinking ahead about them, then as you start that first thing, you can say, okay, I know where it's going and I can plan for where it's going to go, but you don't have to do it all at once. Yeah.
So all this can be done by one person.
Yeah. I did 4 shows last year, 4 shows a week. If I could do 4 shows a week, you could do 1 show a week. But if you need help, Karen, just contact me. Reach out, consulting.agkmedia.studio. We'll have a video chat. I'll answer all your questions.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for listening today. I hope you got some value from what I've shared. I appreciate you. And we need to stick together and support each other. So please subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. If you've got questions about content creation, distribution, marketing, or mindset, write to me at support@agkmedia.studio. I'd love to hear from you. Together, we're living the Livecast Lifestyle 2.0. I'm Shelley Carney.